781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it may just be you and me, and it'll be open lines, and you can call us here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But if there was ever a beautiful example of manipulation of the markets here in the United States, it's what's happened this week. On Monday, those of you who follow the gold market will know that gold was over $1,900 an ounce. Now, that was Monday. Of course, we had Bob Chapman on. We were discussing this on his program, and we both agreed that they were going to knock down the price of gold this week. Why are they going to mark down the price of gold this week? Well, very simply, because options close on Thursday. That's today. What is options? Options are a form of gambling on the price of gold. And you either buy option contracts, you buy a option, or you buy a put on the option, which means you think the price is going to go down, or you buy a regular contract and you think the price is going to go up. And you can leverage this probably on a 10-to-1 basis, and you can make a lot of money in the option market, as same as you can in the commodity market. Or you can lose a lot of money in the commodity or the option market. Well, basically, of course, we have the major banks. Of course, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, Hong Kong, Singapore, a bank corporation largely owned by the royal family in Great Britain. And of course, so many of the banks are really controlled by what we call the black nobility, the European banks. European nobility families went into banking. Why? Because that's where the money is. And so you can tie HSBC strongly into the royal family of England, the other royal families of Europe. And they are, of course, massively short on gold and silver. They have far more silver contracts that they've actually sold. In other words, they promised to deliver the silver that exists in the world today. And certainly they have sold far more gold than is readily available. But they do this so they can manipulate the prices. And, of course, we knew that they were going to manipulate the prices down because there's no way they are going to pay off. The way the system is set up, they win, we lose. Now, we do have regulations and laws in America, but they don't apply. Other people on the Commodity Exchange Board, the SEC, they're all in on the take. We have the finest bureaucrats that money could buy working in Washington, D.C., that allow all sorts of Ponzi schemes and dishonest schemes. And every once in a while, they go after somebody who's not part of the establishment. But if you are part of the establishment, you can get away with cheating and lying and stealing and, yes, even with murder. And, of course, nothing is ever done about it. Well, on Monday, if you listen to our programs with Bob Chapman, we both agreed that they were going to drop the price of gold. Gold was up over after trading over $1,900 an ounce. Gold this morning is $1,724 an ounce, almost a $200 drop just in the last 3 days. How did they do it? Why? Basically, it's crooked. It's dishonest. But this way, of course, they win and we lose, because we, I'll mean figuratively, anybody foolish enough to be in the option market is going to lose their shirt. Why? Because the system is set up to cheat the people. And when you understand that, you can see what they're doing. Oh, it was a bubble. That's why it failed. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is all manipulated. And the large banks are above the law. And when you understand that, why you understand why it is that when Barack Obama needed somebody to replace Rahm Emanuel, who is chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel went to run for the position of mayor of Chicago to replace Mayor Daley. Who did Barack Obama bring in to replace Rahm Emanuel, who went to Chicago to place the crooked Mayor Daley? Why, he replaced him with a man named William Daley, the brother of the mayor of Chicago, just coming from J.P. Morgan Chase Company. William Daley, the man that Rahm Emanuel picked to become his chief of staff, was a high official working for J.P. Morgan. You would think out of the entire country why Barack Obama, who, of course, supposedly is a radical leftist, you know, and basically we equate him with ACORN and certainly the various groups working within the radical left and for the Muslim causes. And people, of course, don't understand that Barack Obama is simply a tool of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which includes the major banks here in America, all six of them tied into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And part of this elite group that runs America, indeed, runs the world, but behind that are the powerful spiritual and occult forces which guide the destiny of the world. Well, the most amazing thing I anticipated they'd drive the price down, but to $1,722 for an ounce of gold, almost, not quite, but almost a 200-point drop in 3 days, it's just amazing how powerful they are. They can crush anything and anyone they want to. High telephone number, 877-254-7524. 800-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on what's going on today. Because, of course, it's vitally important that people understand that the world we think we live in really isn't there. I mean, we live in the world of Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, right and left, but there is another power out there. Of course, that's the power that really rules the world, that uses this right-left scenario to confuse the people and to make them think, oh, if you're Republicans, stand for moral issues and family issues and pro-life and opposing homosexuality, the left on the other side. And it's all garbage. It's all for political theater. There is a group that really runs the world and runs both sides. Give us a call. Back in just a moment here.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess first is not here. Hopefully, our producer would call him. His name is Keith Davies, and his number is 720-935-2826. That's 720-935-2826. So please, somebody will call him, and we can get him onto the line. But in the meantime, of course, it's you and me. And if you're out there, have a question or comment about what's going on in the world today. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. Just got a new book in the mail. It's called Bond Coded, B-O-N-D, Coded, Bond Coded. It has to do with James Bond, the figure, a mythical figure created by Ian Fleming for his James Bond series. It was very popular back in the 1950s, and everybody was reading them. Lots of sex, lots of violence, lots of adventure. But what most people don't know is that Ian Fleming, the author of the James Bond series, who I might note died at a very, very young age, somewhere in his 50s, early 50s. But Ian Fleming had worked for British intelligence during the Second World War. And he had, of course, come in contact with the other force we talk about, this worldwide occult movement. In fact, some people believe that he had even toyed with the occult. Under any circumstances, of course, when he wrote the James Bond series, and you may have very well either read the books or seen them on in the motion pictures, well, of course, there was one series he wrote about Dr. No. And Dr. No was affiliated with something called Spectre. What was Spectre? Well, it's this occult force we're talking about. I mean, they talk about the communists at that time and the anti-communists, and the battle between communism and the West, you know, and the communists were trying to topple our government. People don't understand. This was all folderol. Communism has been financed from its inception by the very powerful, wealthy people in the United States who are part and parcel of this third force. Ian Fleming called it Spectre. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. Doesn't matter what you call it. Certainly, J.P. Morgan, for many years known as the richest man in America, most powerful man in America, deeply involved in the occult. He was into astrology. Andrew Carnegie was into spiritualism. Certainly, the the people within both the Rothschild and Rockefeller families, deeply involved in the occult. The Mellons, one of the largest banking corporations, families in America, involved in the occult. Henry Ford, oh my goodness, the telecon of virtue, you know, he was a fellow who pushed anti-Semitism, published the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, wrote the book about the international Jew, pointed out that the Jews were behind this vast conspiracy to control the world. Why? Was it true? Of course it wasn't true, because many Jews are very, very conservative. A few of them may be radical and part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but most Jews are not. But you see, by focusing attention on the Jews, Henry Ford was able to draw attention away from theosophy and spiritualism that he was deeply involved with. He was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And if you go to his home in Detroit, Michigan, as my good friend Constance Cumby did recently, when, of course, he went to there what did they find? Why, they found that the books by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and other occult books in Henry Ford's library. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. The average American can't believe this sort of thing, but unfortunately, it is true. And we hate to shatter what you believe about the world, but it's not clear. I mean, these occult forces have infiltrated the Christian church. Why do you think the music of the Christian church has changed? Why do you think that there is, within the Christian church today, so much emphasis on meditation, Christian yoga, simply getting off into contemplative prayer? Basically, what you're doing with all of these things is not going to the Word of God for your direction, but is opening up your mind for the demonic forces to come in. And the Christian church has been neutralized. Why are we in so much trouble today? When was the last time you heard any major Christian minister speak out against torture, torturing prisoners, torturing people who might know something about terrorism? Whether they do or not, we just go ahead and torture them. And where's the outcry from the American people? How could a civilized society condone torture, torture of people, guilty or innocent? And yet we do. And there's no outcry from the Christian church. What does that say to you about the relevance of the Christian church as far as what's going on in the world today? Ask your minister why he doesn't speak out against torturing prisoners to find out what they might know. Does he have a moral responsibility? Oh, no. His responsibility is just to preach the gospel and the word of Christ. But, of course, we've changed very subtly what it's all about. And, unfortunately, the forces of darkness have changed the music and the message of the Christian church to the point where, as far as what's going on in the world today, it's totally irrelevant. All we have to do is not be concerned about the fact we're involved in wars and killing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and torturing innocent people. And who do you think is financing the rebels over in Libya today? Who is coordinating the revolution that's taking place in Syria today? Who bought off the military generals in Egypt and Tunisia so that they would go along with the overthrow the existing governments and bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power? Why is the chief advisor to Hillary Clinton, sending her deputy administrative assistant, a Muslim woman whose mother is a member of the Muslim Sisterhood and brother is involved with Islamic Jihad? How could she even get a clearance to work at the highest levels of our government as the deputy, advisor to Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State? Powerful forces are at work, ladies and gentlemen, working behind the scenes, which most people have no knowledge of. And unfortunately, this is the way the world really works today. Our telephone number, of course, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. James Bond, pardon me, Ian Fleming, was aware of these supernatural forces that are directing the course of events. And that's why he wrote his novels, his James Bond novels, talking about the third force in the world, Spectre. And until people understand what's really going on, and you're not going to get this from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or most of the people out there, right and left, who write about this, even Pat Buchanan, who obviously knows about this, is not going to go into the occult forces working behind the scenes. Because if you do, why, of course, you become a non-person. You're not asked to be on major television. You're not asked to give major talks. Your books don't get printed and distributed. And when you tell the truth, why, you're no major publisher in this country will accept your book. Why? Because the CIA has people planted with all of the major publishers to control what is actually published. We have a new book called The Hunt for Kunzsaw, written by a man, an investigative reporter, who's written dozens of books, published, a well-known author, and yet, of course, when he wrote this book after 6 or 7 years of research, going to the background of Kunzsaw, who is the largest drug lord in America for many years, ran the Golden Triangle, none of the major publishers would take it. Fortunately, he did get it published by my good friend Kirk Milligan, and it's available from Radio Liberty. But The Hunt for Kunzsaw can't be published by a regular publisher. Why? Because it goes into the fact that the CIA is behind the drug industry worldwide. First of all, of course, it was there in the Golden Triangle. Now, of course, it's centered in Afghanistan. Why do you think American troops are over there guarding the poppy fields? Certainly when the wicked Taliban were in power, they burned down the poppy fields. They wouldn't allow the farmers there to grow opium to corrupt the world. But now that we're there, well, America with its war on drugs, did you ever wonder why once we had a war on drugs, the incidence of drug use throughout the world increased? Sort of like when we had a war on poverty, and poverty increased, and a war on terrorism, and terrorism increased. And could it possibly be that nothing is as appears to be? Well, our number is 877-254-7524. If something I've said has sparked your interest, give us a call, because, of course, our regularly scheduled guest is not here, although we do have his number, and if our a producer wants to give him a call, why, we can get the number to him. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you and love to get your view of what's going on today. I mean, how do you feel the fact that the price of gold has dropped by this morning almost $200 from Monday? Not quite. It was just a little over $1,900 an ounce on Monday, and today it's $722 an ounce. You think that happened by accident? Of course not. It's all manipulated. Everything is manipulated. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, you know, in politics, things don't happen by accident. If it happens, you can be sure it was planned that way. And this is what's going on. This is what's going on over the Near East and the Middle East as we topple nation after nation and turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, of course, we're not going to kill the American people if we're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war. And when, of course, Egypt is taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood and Tunisia is taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're saying, gee, now we've toppled the government there in Libya, but we don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you what's going to happen. The Muslim Brotherhood's going to take over. And they say, well, you know, we're going to overthrow the government in Syria, get rid of the wicked Assad, but gee, we don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you what's going to happen. The Muslim Brotherhood's going to take over. We toppled the government in Turkey during the early part of this 2002-2003. It was done by Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, a multi-billionaire estimated to have holdings over $60 billion he got from the drug trade by working with the CIA. And he was the one who was instrumental in overthrowing the Turkish government and taking them from being a secular government under military influence to the so-called moderate, democratically elected government, which is really the Muslim Brotherhood, now controlling Turkey. That's certainly one of the two major countries over there. The two other major countries would be Egypt, and it'll be a question as to which one dominates that area. The people in Turkey want to reestablish the influence of the Ottoman Empire. The people in Egypt, of course, want to dominate that area. But both of them will be controlled directly or indirectly by the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, this will lead to increasing conflict all during that area. Probably a war between the Sunni and the Shia Muslims. And one way or another will be drawn in. But remember, both the Sunni and the Shia Muslims are joined together by their common hatred of Israel. And, of course, look for terrible and frightening things to happen as far as Israel. There is no way Israel is going to be able to survive in that area where, of course, now their southern border is no longer secure. Now that we have toppled Mubarak and we, of course, funding the generals there so they would not resist the revolution. We have allowed Egypt to be taken over by the radical elements. We'll be back in a moment here at American Network.
Would you like to have an exclusive first choice preview and pre-sale with the experts and vendors of the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo before the general public arrives? This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me for an exclusive preview only August 16th and only for the listeners of KHNC 1360 AM The Lion. 1360 AM The Lion has arranged a one-hour private pre-sale event at the National Western Complex Self-Reliance Expo on Friday, August 16th at 8:30 AM and we're calling it the KHNC Lions Pride Preview. Call 303-586-1258 and register for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview and purchase your discount tickets at the door. KHNC listeners must arrive by 8:30 a.m. Friday, August 16th to receive one-hour exclusive preview and presale, $2 off your admission tickets at the door, private introduction by myself to the exhibitors, and Ron Douglas, Self-Reliance Expo organizer. Space is limited, so call 303-586-1258 and reserve your spot for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview now. That's 303-586-1258.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker. Are you looking for a better, safer, healthier way to live? Then join me for Extreme Health, a series of essential oil workshops at the Fort Collins Hilton, Wednesday, August 31st, beginning at 4 p.m. Experience the natural healing power of essential oils and learn to use them. At 4 o'clock in the Extremely Healthy Home session, learn to make your own organic cleaning and beauty products. Get great ideas for homeschool with an essential oils unit study. Learn about German stress buster oils for back-to-school kids. And register for our special MOM prize. Extremely Healthy You begins at 6:30. We'll focus on digestive health and internal cleansing with essential oils. And hear from John Parker on emergency preparedness. Other treats include gifts, prizes, therapy chocolates, and Q&A with special guest Danny Golden. Join us for healthy fun Wednesday, August 31st at the Fort Collins Hilton. See bevparker.info, that's bevparker.info, or call 970-493-6789, 970-493-6789.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hello, and works together to have these babies. And, good morning, Keith. Thank you for being with us. And could you tell our listeners just a little bit about your information you have available? Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Keith Davis with the Forum for Middle East Understanding. We have a website called Shubat.com, and we produce books and videos based on the subject matter of Islamic fundamentalism, and obviously what and also the prophecies in the Bible about these days.
All right, fine. And so tell us what your take is on the events that are unfolding.
In Libya?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, what we've seen is the usual media that the Arab Spring, freedom is breaking out in the Middle East and so forth. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. What is happening in Libya is actually prophesied in the Bible in Isaiah 19:2. What you're seeing across the Middle East in Egypt, Tunisia, now Libya, and probably Syria shortly, is the overtaking of these countries by the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. In fact, Libya itself, we are, the United States of America, NATO, right, have allied ourselves with Al-Qaeda. They're our allies in the overthrow of Gaddafi. And the spiritual leader of the Libyan rebels, his name is Sheikh Sadiq al-Gariani. He's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he is an ally of Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi. If you remember, when Egypt was overthrown, Sheikh al-Qaradawi, who is probably the number one Sunni sheikh in the Muslim world, the most highly respected, stood in Tahrir Square in front of 2 million people saying, "We're on our way to Jerusalem with 2 million martyrs," basically to destroy the Jews. In other words, what you're seeing unfolding in front of your eyes is the building and creation and the rebuilding of the Islamic Caliphate, which will be led by Turkey. Turkey has huge influence in the Middle East now, forming alliances, right? And what you're going to see, all these countries come under the Muslim Brotherhood and then bow to the authority of Turkey, which was the former Ottoman Empire, which is now recreating itself.
Well, why in heaven's name would the United States be involved in overthrowing the Gaddafi, who admittedly certainly was not a nice guy, but most people throughout the world are not nice guys? Why would we be interested in overthrowing so many of the Muslim nations and strengthening the hand of the Muslim Brotherhood, which would be our inherent enemy, the inherent enemy of the West, intent upon the destruction of our society?
Couple of reasons, but the main reason is one little three-letter word called OIL, oil. Great Britain and France have huge business interests in Libya. America has not so much, but we are a member of NATO, so we got sucked into the Libyan war as a result of Great Britain and France. Remember, Great Britain have supported us in the war in Iraq and war in Afghanistan, and obviously they're the number one ally of the United States. So it's difficult to turn, you know, to all of a sudden say, well, you know, we fought your war, we're not going to fight yours. So there was a lot of, you know, diplomatic issues there, why America would need to be in Libya. But basically, it's not in our interest. For instance, we have very little interest in Libya in terms of financial. We don't buy much of their oil. However, Great Britain and France do, and they have huge business interests. And basically, it's a short-term, short-sighted policy to basically win favor so they can win the oil contracts and the oil supplies for Europe. And that's the main reason, obviously, why this war in Libya was fought.
But, of course, if the Muslim Brotherhood takes over there, are they going to continue supplying oil to England and France? Are they going to...
Of course, that's what finances the terrorism. They take your money and then kill you. It's a very smart policy, isn't it?
What's this going to mean as far as Israel is concerned?
Oh, well, when the final caliphate comes into being over the next 3, 4, 5 years, no one knows exactly the exact timing. right? But you can see it right in front of your eyes. It's forming this alliance, Sunni and Shia alliance, right? Will be forming in one united front against Israel with the Islamic fundamentalist agenda, right? If you understand what the Hadith says, that in the Day of Judgment, come, O Muslim, come, O slave of Allah, come behind the tree and kill all the Jews. And that's what they chant, right? The Muslim fundamentalists chant, and that's their... So basically, when their Mahdi comes, or their anti-Messiah comes, their objective is to take over, to destroy Israel, destroy the Jews, right? And one Islamic caliphate. That's basically their objective. So it's not good for Israel, and it's a big problem. And the United States of America, right, once they withdraw from Iraq, which will probably, technically, I think we're meant to withdraw around December or early next year. Once we take all our troops out of Iraq, Iraq will turn the same way. The government there will, the so-called democratic government, will no longer be democratic. It'll be taken over by a bunch of mullahs or a bunch of sheikhs, and they'll be joining the fray with the rest of them.
Well, do you honestly believe that we're really going to pull our troops out of Iraq with the largest embassy anywhere in the world there in Baghdad and dozens of large military bases? Do you honestly believe we're going to pull our troops out no matter what Barack Obama says?
I think we will. I think that we've already pulled a lot of troops out. We probably have about 50 or 60,000 troops left, but I think, you know, if we do have any troops there, it'll be nominal. You know, might be a few hundred, 50,000. But once we officially leave, and we no longer have the influence, we're basically Iraq will be swallowed up by Iran, because 60% of Iraq is actually Shia. So Iraq will be become under the influence of Iran. And I mean, look, the American media is not telling you what's going on really over there. I mean, Iran is actually at war with the United States of America now. They're supplying troops, expertise, weaponry to terrorists, as well as weaponry to insurgents in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and supplying weapons to the Taliban in Afghanistan to attack our troops. Yet we don't see any of this on our media. We are actually at war with Iran, but we don't want to declare war on them.
Well, because we have to wonder why our own government was so instrumental in overthrowing the Shah back in 1979. And that really didn't make sense when you destabilized the country. And many people believe that the Ayatollah Khomeini was actually living in...
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, and the problem is that we're actually creating all these mini Irans around in the Middle East at the moment in time. For example, Libya is going to go from a dictator who kept the country stable. However, he was a very nasty, bad guy, right? But the and Ronald Reagan took care of him in 1986, so we sort of stopped him from his mad ways of terrorism, and he started to cooperate with us.
And, you hold on there. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Council.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Keith Davies. And Keith, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, get your material?
Yes, we have the website is shubat.com, and we have an email address as waleed@shubat.com or info@ffmu.org. We have two websites, ffmu.org. If anyone wants information about where Mr. Shubat will be speaking, right, we can give them that, and so forth. But I really appreciate having us on today about explaining this issue of Libya.
And, of course, that's Waleed Shubat he's speaking of, and Keith works with Waleed, Cindy, an administrative assistant to him, and we've had Waleed on our program before. We'll have him on again. That's Shubat, S-H-O-E. B-A-T, like shoe and bat, if you want to get the information they have. Excellent information coming from the right point of view. Well, basically, of course, it's tragic as we see nation after nation over there in the Near East and the Middle East falling, and I fear that they're all going to fall under the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood. And our Secretary of State is saying, oh, well, they're really just moderates. We've got to work closely with the Maybe we're going to develop a relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would you do that? They hate us. Their goal is to destroy America. And yet, of course, Hillary Clinton's deputy assistant, advisor, her mother is, of course, this is a Muslim woman who's working with Hillary. Her mother's a member of the Muslim Sisterhood. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Hillary Clinton's deputy advisor there?
Sure, Homa Abedin, yes. Abedin. Yes,
why would we have somebody like that whose mother is a member of the mother Muslim Sisterhood as the advisor? How would she even get clearance to work at our State Department?
That's a very good question. We actually were the first to expose her, right, who she is and what she is, right, and it only really came to light as a result of the Wiener affair, you know, the congressman who was misbehaving himself on the internet, and we discovered that her background. We did a little investigation, right, and we found a whole bunch of stuff, right. In fact, we also found that she herself was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood herself, but she had her name removed once Hillary Clinton was running for president in the primaries. She took her name off the list, so she resigned her position in an organization that was associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. I wonder why.
Well, there are lots of strange things happening now. Most Americans have no idea what's going on, so they don't even know there's a problem. But that's why we
because the media, the mainstream media, is not telling you anything that's really going on, because they're also compromised and corrupted by Middle Eastern oil, and they're terrified of Council for American Islamic Relations being sued by them and dragging them into court, right? Us right-wingers and purveyors of the truth should start suing the media, right, so we can get the truth told, and be more afraid of us than they are of the Muslims who are a tiny minority in this country but have massive influence in the media. I mean, you would not believe the amount of work that these Muslims are doing, the Council for American Islamic Relations, in order to undermine the truth about what's really going on in the Middle East. it's just scandalous, right? And that includes, unfortunately, Fox News. You know, everyone thinks Fox News is a center-right news organization that's reliable. They watch it more than CNN, et cetera, et cetera. But in terms of this particular issue, they're just as compromised as CNN on the issues of Islam and the threat of this Islamic fundamentalism to the freedom of the United States of America.
Well, I agree with you, and this is why we do what we do, so that at least people who listen to our programs will have an opportunity to hear the truth, which they'll not get from regular channels. So what do you anticipate? What do you foresee happening? Do you see that eventually this was going to spread into many of the other countries over there in the Middle East, the Near East, as those governments are toppled and the Muslim Brotherhood takes over? And what's going to happen between
Turkey is a major issue, right, in terms of influence. Most people don't understand that Turkey has the third largest army in the world after Russia and the United States of America. And they're just adding another 500,000 troops to their army. They just fired were forced to resign the generals, the secular generals of Turkey, who basically are the protectors of secularism in Turkey. The Turkish constitution, right, was set up that it was a secular government in the 1920s, and the military are the protectors of that secularism. They've already been dismantled, and the Turkish government and now the military have become Islamic fundamentalists. Our State Department knows about this. They've talked about it. In fact, WikiLeaks there last year exposed the State Department's view of what's going on in Turkey, which was very troubling. However, there's no public statements. We tend to look at Turkey as a friendly country to the United States, but it certainly is not, based on the policies and based on the country itself, is Islamic fundamentalist now, right? And because of its massive army, its massive influence in the area, will become the leaders of the Muslim world over the next few years, and they will, and Libya and Egypt, Tunisia, and possibly Syria, and several other countries, smaller countries, will come under the influence of Turkey, right? And they will appear to be very peaceful initially, and you will see this is peaceful. Turkey is peace. They're trying to do peace with Israel, right? And they will look very appealing to peace in the world. However, once they've attained their goal of dominance and power, then they'll start to flex their military muscle. And that's what you're going to see over the next several years, so watch out.
Well, what will this mean for Israel?
Negative, very negative. Basically, you know, what the Bible is telling us, that end times are fast approaching. Right. Once Turkey becomes dominant, and once they feel that they have the empowerment, the whole of the Middle East will come against Israel. If you want to read, it's prophesied in Psalm 83. And in fact, we're in the middle of Psalm 83 because Psalm 83's prophecies started in 1948. And what
we're
seeing now is the culmination.
Thank you so much. Hope we can get you back on again sometime. Praise to you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Cass, back here at American Freedom Network, and the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us maintain our network, now we're up to about 65 outlets, and if you can help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is, of course, radioliberty.com. And if you certainly have a product you'd like to, of course, advertise with us, we have two slots open where, of course, we can take additional advertisers. And, when those are closed, why, of course, hopefully we'll be able to maintain what we have. And but there won't be any more advertising slots once those are gone. So if you'd like to advertise something with us, and it's something that certainly would be acceptable, I would love to have you. We've actually turned down advertisers just because we were very concerned about what they were selling and certainly did not want to be promoting something we didn't believe in. Certainly we have some great new books. We have The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan. That's The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan. New book by our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We have his book on the New World Order, his book on mental health screening, two of them. And remember, those books are really not simply about mental health screening, but about this whole world occult movement we both of us write about. We have his book, simply Chronology. It's 3,000 quotable quotes, an expensive little book. And his The Road to Socialism. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's The Power Elite. The Secret Nazi Plan, The New World Order, Mental Health Screening, The Road to Socialism. Available from Radio Liberty. We're carrying that book I talked about earlier, The Hunt for Kunsaw, going into how, of course, this whole world drug movement is controlled by the American CIA. How could that be, you say? Wouldn't the media tell us? Of course they wouldn't. The media is controlled. And the CIA is right there with their agents planted in the media, which is why this book on the Hunt for Kunsaw could not be published by a regular publishing house. Fortunately, it was published by Tri-Day, and they're doing a good job getting it out. But we have a four-tape set. It's actually six different interviews. Is there really a war on drugs? And the answer is absolutely not. The war on drugs is a cover for the fact that a branch of the American government is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. Why do you think it is that when we lost the war on drugs, the incidence of drug use increased in America and throughout the world today? Why do you think American troops are over in Afghanistan guarding the poppy fields? When the wicked Taliban, when they were there, had destroyed the opium industry there? Why, very simply, one reason to go into Afghanistan was so we would have a place for manufacturing the opium, which, of course, creates the profits that the CIA uses. are to carry out the revolutions throughout the world, the black budget as it's known. This is not imaginary. Go up on the internet and check it out. You'll find dozens of articles on the internet, but of course you'll never find them in the regular media because the regular media is controlled. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, I'll be speaking in Littleton, Colorado on the 17th of September. You can learn about it by going to our website or by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The biggest self-reliance expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water.